From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. An outside consulting group is recommending widespread changes for the way Colorado lawmakers respond to and investigate sexual and workplace harassment claims. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more.
The Investigations Law Group interviewed more than 500 people at the Capitol. Their results show that almost everyone feels safe and comfortable, but 30% saw or experienced harassment, and very few reported it. Liz Rita is the lead investigator.
It's safe to say that no workplace in America would consider these numbers as an indicator that its culture around harassment is healthy, or that its system is working to detect, to deter, and to deal with harassment.
One big recommendation is to create an Office of Workplace Culture, bringing in an ombudsman and removing legislative leaders from handling complaints. The recommendations are more than 200 pages long, and legislative leaders think it may require work over the interim to figure out next steps rather than passing a rule change this session. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
The Adams State University Board of Trustees has accepted the resignation of President Dr. Beverly McClure. McClure had been on a leave of absence since February and was accused of staff and faculty bullying and failing to halt declining student enrollment, according to a Denver Post report at the time. McClure was named president of the Alamosa School in 2015. This is 91.5 KRCC News.